Well, the problems really are in Dublin. The problems are to do with decision-making in relation to infrastructure investment in the built infrastructure. It is complete and total neglect. Just to give you an example, if you look at the Dublin Metro North project, that's currently costed up around 3 billion. When it goes to the build-out stage, it'll probably be closer to 5 billion, if it even stops at that. Yet, if you take as an example the railway line from Athenry to Claremorris, that would cost 75 million. And if it was nominated by the nation state, by Ireland, we would get 50% of that from Europe. If we had electrified it, we would get 75%. All that needs to happen is it has to be nominated by Dublin. It's not. And this pattern is repeated in relation to other projects and decisions as well. Look at the number of people that's here. Look at the number of people engaged in agriculture and farming and fisheries. There was a very interesting survey done by the BMW region recently. And in the last, I think, 20 years, it's 40% plus of the people employed in agriculture, fisheries and forestry has been a drop of that across the region. 49% in Roscommon, for example. If you look at what's needed in terms of infrastructure, we no longer qualify for funding for major road infrastructure. And like, there isn't a single mile of motorway in County Mayo. We have no deep sea port, the only maritime county with a deep sea port. We need this infrastructure in order to interest and invite in and capture the industry that's necessary to give the employment, both for our graduates and to supply the off-farm income, which is desperately needed. Mm.